There is almost too much stuff to do at this time of year, including South by Southwest Sydney. They got robots, philosophers, an incredible collection of rising talent, musical talent, a wonderful musical lineup, a lineup that's too big for me to discuss. So luckily, we've got the South by Southwest Sydney Music Festival program manager, the person responsible for curating the music showcases, emerging talent, and so much more, Reg Harris, a return champion. G'day, Reg. How you
Howdy,
going?
Danny. Pleasure to be here.
Wonderful to have you here again. Third consecutive year for the conference in Sydney. For those unfamiliar, what can they expect by Southwest Sydney?
Yeah. So third year, still kind of fresh, but hopefully people are getting familiar with what we do every October in Sydney. So little like brief overview, I guess, is South by Southwest Sydney is the Sydney-based, Asia-Pacific-focused edition of the, legendary Austin musical, like cultural event, now tech event. It's been going in Austin for over 40 years. They decided it was time to expand around the globe, and Sydney got the call first. So we've been bringing this sort of, it serves a few purposes. There is the music festival, which a lot of people know. There's also a festival for video games, there's a film festival, and there's a big focus on tech and innovation, plus a huge conference. Takes over Sydney for a week.
It does indeed take over, and the music lineup is absolutely through the roof. You would need to be one of those blokes who can call horse races and stuff to go through the lineup that you've got for South by Southwest Sydney.
Yeah, I often feel like that guy with the pieces of string and the pins up on the board and sort of the... But we've got over 180 artists this year from 15 countries coming to take part in the festival. So
testament to the fact that music is in a good place.
Definitely. Best place it's ever been, I think.
Yeah, and a lineup is infused with talent from all over the planet, sort of, and local favourites. It's just unbelievable stuff. Now, I know it's sort of, and it's for the people as well. Yeah, there's a big free program.
Yeah,
South
absolutely.
Southwest Unlocked.
So there's a few ways to get involved. So, a lot of the music festival and South by generally, it's a combination of things. So it is an industry conference, so it brings together the creative industries. We have a lot of talent buyers and industry professionals in the music industry from all over the world coming to speak on, the most pertinent issues in music, and also talent buyers coming to hopefully give new opportunities to local and international artists, so festival bookers, agents, things like that. So that's the purpose of the showcase, is to showcase these great artists in front of industry folks, but also in front of the people of Sydney. So there is the music festival, which runs across, I think we've got about 17 venues this year, all around Chippendale and Ultimo. You can access that either via a badge, like a pass that'll get you into the full conference music festival, everything like that, or a music wristband, which just gets you into gigs, or you can get a $25 ticket on the door, subject to capacity at each show. But we also do have this big free program this year called South by Southwest Sydney Unlocked.
Yes.
And that will be taking place...
That's at Tumbalong Park, isn't
it? Yeah, Tumbalong Park. So there's four nights there. One is the international stage on Wednesday, and that is a deep dive into some of the most exciting like pop and kind of hip-hop acts from Asia. On the Thursday, we've got... a night called Black to the Future, which is a focus on emerging First Nations creatives, both filmmakers and musicians. That one's headlined by Tasman Keith. The Friday, we have a country affair called Tumbalong Honky Tonk, which will be really fun as well, with Australian country artist Max Jackson, also the Washboard Union from Canada, kind of great sort of bluegrass band. And then on the Saturday, there's a big free concert from the Rubens, also featuring folk bitch trio Whitney, which is kind of crazy, and a few others. Then over just across the road from here, we're actually going to be shutting down Kensington Street, which is right next to Spice Alley.
Yes, here in the right in the heart of the city, Sydney, near Central Station, bus stop.
Yeah. UTS. I haven't actually seen it. I know it's been shut down before, but big free... show with a bunch of artists from South by Southwest Sydney, including The Chairs, who are this awesome band from Taiwan, Jamaica Moana, Play Lunch, and then headlined by The Babe Rainbow. And we're also collabing with the Seymour Centre for some for Seymour Nights on Wednesday and Thursday. So
it's just absolutely through the roof. I don't know how you keep track of everything that's happening with this. I'm assuming there must be great ways to do so online. SXSWSydney.com is the best place to keep tabs on everything that is happening. It's and this is why you keep coming back, obviously.
Keeps
feeling alive.
Super exciting. And you know, I think it's kind of, you know, you get to see some of the coolest new emerging local talent. But also what I'm really excited about as well is the opportunity to bring artists over that otherwise necessarily wouldn't necessarily come over. So a lot of artists from around Asia, from the UK as well. This year we've got Jasmine Fatih, who put out a really great album this year that was recorded with Boy Genius. So, you know, she had backing vocals from Phoebe Bridges and Lucy Dacus. And,
yes, we've been playing that album because it's on the Boy Genius record label that they started, Beautiful Record.
Yeah, that's...
That Jasmine 4T one.
Totally, yeah. But yeah, so much to see and...
So much to see, yeah. Too. Oh, this is great stuff. SXSWSydney.com is the place to go to. I'm glad I didn't have the I didn't have to ask you who's your favourite acts that you're looking forward to, because there's just too bloody many, mate. And I'm just looking through the playlist that we've been playing today.
Yeah.
So many acts that we've played so far today playing there at Sydney's very own Beryl.
Black
Dahlia's playing at it. It's just going to be absolutely massive, starting in 3 days and 40 minutes.
Yes. Who's counting, though?
Exactly. Right. South by Southwest Sydney. Reg Harris, thank you so much for joining us here today. I really appreciate it. Always wonderful to have you here on the airwaves on 2SER Breakfast. Anything else going on that you need to let us know about?
Oh, okay. I will shout out one or two things that I'm just super excited about.
Do it.
Nina Jirachi.
Oh, yeah.
Had a huge...
What are you? Yeah.
Like,
the imperial phase for Nina Jirachi starts now.
Nominated for 8 arias or something now, and... definitely getting her flowers, but she'll be playing a special one-off show at the Chippo on the first night of South by Southwest Sydney.
Serious?
See,
that's what's so magical about this. Like, venues like the Chippo, easily accessible places people would have been to hundreds of times before, having world-class acts like Jirachi there.
Totally. So that's one thing I'm really excited. But yeah, get around it. Check out the website and also the app, South by Southwest Sydney app. And there is a lot to discover. So come and get involved.